There are many challenges facing leaders today, and one of them is self-leadership. What? Yes, that's right. Self-leadership. Think about this. David, the future king of Israel, young leader, star on the rise, just learning the ropes of managing his troops and leading them into battle. David was young, wet behind the ears. Yes, he was a novice, but God was pouring his favor on him, so most of the battles were going his way. Then something happened. The success pattern changed. After returning home from fighting on one front, David and his men discovered that the enemy had come around their flanks and attacked and destroyed their campsite, dragging off the women, the children, and burning all of their belongings. Well, if that's not bad enough, David's soldiers, angry, worried about their families, now they're upset with God and upset with David's leadership. They figured the whole affair was David's fault in the first place, and so they decided to stone him to death. Suddenly, David is facing a severe leadership crisis. Where is he going to invest his leadership energy? Where is he going to begin? Who needs it the most? The officers, the rebels, the soldiers? Well, according to Bill Hybels, the answer is none of the above. In that critical moment, David realized a fundamental truth. He needs to lead himself before he can lead anybody else. Can I back up and say that again? He needs to lead himself before he can lead anybody else. Unless you got it squared away internally, you don't have anything to offer anybody else. And so according to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 6th verse, David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. He stepped away from the maddening crowd, got outside of the crises, looked for a quiet place of solitude, and there got himself straight. And after that, he was able to fire up his folk to go rescue their families and bring back the rest of their belongings. This is where David understood the importance of self-leadership. We don't talk about it a lot, but one thing is clear. How many of us can lead others effectively if we don't have it together ourselves? If our spirits are sagging and our courage is wavering? Today may be a good day to find a quiet place, a solitude place, step away from the maddening crowd, and like David, strengthen yourself in the Lord your God, and then go ahead and face the challenges of the day. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.